Well, I was a prisoner of war in Stoughton Camp, and to do something, they'd sit on a bench, mostly on the river, the River Soar there, and get bored, you know, just sit down, messing about. And suddenly we heard a scream, a little girl fall in the water. Of course, I had nothing better to do than jump in and get her out. Of course, that was in the paper.
So that was in Abbey Park?
That was in Abbey Park.
Yes.
He got in the paper. Prisoner of war, rescued girl in the park, see. The will for me sorted out that I get earlier released out of camp. Huh? Get home. Mm. I don't want a girl in home. Mm. Because there was nothing for me in Hamburg waiting for me. Everything was bombed out. You know how it was in the war. Hamburg was absolutely flat.
So this was after the war that this happened?
After the war, yes. I was quite happy in the park because you do a lot of invention, I see. Mm. People working on a farm, they pinching a sack for the farmer on strings. Mm. And making slippers, because I was the man that bought all this stuff for them. I could go out there because of saving a girl.
So
it gave me the money, and I went to Woolworths and bought the different colours that they wanted for dyeing the material, the string, see?
Yes. So
make a nice colours, you know, not just only sacks, nice colours. And then there was the point, get rid of them. You have to sell them, there's no good making them. So what happened is, I could go out, see, but I couldn't get out with the slippers under my arm and say, what are you doing with them? So what I did at night time, I got a bag full of slippers, about 10, 20 pair, and put them in the dike outside of the golf course. And in the morning when I got out, I got out of camp, go round the back, pick my slippers up, catch the bus and let me on. Sometimes it would let me on. We have to walk all the way to the town. Mm. And I've had different Christmas, you know, for the slippers. And my biggest relief was go to the gown shop. There's a nice gown shop on the corner called Broughton's Wear. And I got in there and she was thrilled about my slippers. She was very, very soon about it. She said, how many can you make? I said, how many you want, see? So we couldn't make that many, but we made quite a few pair, and she had them under the counter, and she had a gown shop. She put them under the counter. See, anybody put the nice, often those days for coupons, you know.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that was a treat when anybody could get something without coupons.